the gals from Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning. Hi, I'm Carrie.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Carson.
Welcome to our podcast.
You will be listening to some of our best moments of helping people to live their best lives, and all while, get this, working with horses.
We will be your hosts and have tons of guests along the way. Subscribe today and happy listening.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning. Hopefully you are having a fantastic day and the sun is shining where you are, because we are very happy that the sun is shining where we are.
Right here in Alberta.
Yes.
That is super exciting.
Hopefully you've come today because you are really looking to sign up for a course where you can work with people and horses, but you really want to know more about it. You want to be able to say, okay, so what are the important questions I should ask? Are there standards? Is the welfare of the horse taken care of? Are there ethics behind this, or is it just like a wham bam, then you're off on your own and hope for the best? So these are really important questions, and we're so excited you've joined us to help us answer them for you, because we do have three answers for you today about how we approach this with our certification, because we think it's really, really important stuff that you guys should know.
It's definitely key, and it is the foundation to a very successful business.
100%. Yes.
100%.
100%. So I guess now that we've said hi to all of you, we should probably tell people who maybe
Exactly.
So my name is Carolyn Charles. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as an instructor and a facilitator for Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning.
Oh, okay.
You go.
I thought you were going to give more.
No, you do more.
Anyways, okay. Yeah. My name is Carrie Fomek. I am the founder and master instructor for the certification course, which with all of my heart, beyond love helping people just like us, you and I, to be able to actually live a dream that not many are capable. Or not, they're capable, but many people don't do. Exactly. And it's so amazing when you're in a business that's so solid and so real, and human beings need us so much, because why? We partner with our horses to be able to help the humans to be able to find the problems and the answers to their lives. They actually, sometimes even with a problem, they sometimes don't know. So The horse actually really helps them to find all the solutions, and you're just a part of the process to help the human get strong to build his own solid way through life. So it's just my favorite piece, because the horse is so key, so key. We don't use our horses. We work with our horses. And it's really one of the hardest things, I think.
It's a big switch in your brain, for sure, as to going to that using versus working with and seeing them in a whole different way. Like for myself, being able to start out without the horse experience, I was very lucky on that one, because I never had to see them a different way.
No.
It never occurred to me differently. But all of you horsey people, it's a mind meld, people.
It is. So as a result of becoming certified with us, our clients leave with a life-changing, ready-made business, including exceptional tools you need to be successful, an empowered team to move you and your business forward, refreshed awareness, and remarkable communication with your horses, and leave with soul-altering confidence, knowing that you are doing exactly what you are meant to do in this one and only little life that we have.
So if this is everything you've ever wanted and more, what's holding you back from taking your dream so into your own hands and moving forward with it as well? So let's get back to the question at hand today. Are there standards? Are there ethics? How is the welfare being taken care of? These are the things that we're going to talk about to help you figure out the questions you should be asking about any certification that you go into as
Ooh,
well.
I like that. That's right. Write them down and then you can email.
So I think the first piece we should talk about is the welfare piece, because this is paramount.
You know, it really is, because the welfare mentally for our horses is so huge. It actually will break my heart so many times when we see that the horse isn't being looked after in that mental component of what it is that they actually need as an actual prey animal. Mm-hmm. And I know for us being in this for 11 years now, you know, that has always been to get better and better and better at helping our horses, because it's our horses that do really all the work.
They're making the magic happen.
They are making the magic happening. And then they absorb so much from all of the clients that do come in, because of course we as humans got a lot of baggage, because why? We use the brain a lot to mess us up versus using our gut, right? Because our gut is so powerful. So if you can imagine how much stuff our horses are absorbing from all of the clients, even from ourselves, because totally. We're human. We do, yeah. we mess up. It's yeah. just that simple.
Well, I mean, even you hear those stories about people riding or working with their horses, like, oh, he was totally off today. Was he?
Yes.
Was he really? Totally off today? Is it just the horse, really? But I always like to think of it as a lot of times people look at the welfare of the horse as just the basic needs.
Or health. Healthy stuff.
Right. But if we looked at just our basic needs as humans, food, water, shelter, is that enough?
Nope.
Is that enough to make our lives whole and good and where they need to be? And it's not. So we want to make sure that we're providing that same overall well-being for our horses as we do for ourselves, right? That's what we're constantly moving towards is happiness.
You bet. And for our pony pones.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I call them pony pones. I don't know why they're horses. When we have our little kids group in, they always say, Gary, they're horses.
Then when we work and with then, ponies, we call them horses.
Yeah. So I don't know, a little dyslexic in that area.
It's just nicknames.
It's just nicknames. But you know, raising the bar, I truly believe with all my heart, that is what we continuously do here at the Equine Connection is raising the bar to learn more, to understand more about the welfare component.
Yes.
Because we daily have to look after those welfare pieces. It's not you just use the horse, they've done a job, and then you put them out.
No.
Because that's not the welfare piece that needs to be addressed. We need to physically be a part of the removal of some of these things that they have absorbed. And the best part with working with a horse is a horse can only think and act like a horse. Sometimes we as humans put too much on like they're human. They're not human.
No,
they're not even close to being nope. human. And this is why when you professionally understand what it is that horse needs and can only think and act like a horse, then we're actually doing our job to the welfare yes. mentality piece of our beautiful, beautiful horses.
And that's
horses.
Not taking anything away from horses. Sometimes people no. get a little bit like, no, sometimes they do feel this. It's not taking that away from the horse. That's why they're amazing.
Yeah.
Is we could learn more from horses.
Oh, like heck yeah.
They can from us.
Heck
from
yeah.
Time, right? As far as that management piece. But I've also had the question where people are like, well, in the wild, they don't have to do all these things and get balanced. Well, but they aren't dealing with people in the wild. They're not doing these same things. So we have to always take into account, yes, there is the welfare of wild horses and how they need to be moving around and hoof care and making sure that all those things are right for them, but they can do that themselves in the wild. When we've brought them into domesticated land, there are so many things that we really have to be looking after to make sure that the physical welfare, the mental welfare, all of it is being covered. And there's so much that you can learn.
And balance.
You never, ever stop learning in this field.
Oh,
you can't.
Heck, no.
No, even, well, the other day, we found out something new.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, get out of time.
Wow, this is so exciting. I know. And, you know, I've taken a couple additional certifications just out of the blue because I'm like, I need to know more. I need to understand our horses more because why? When we understand, it actually helps our clients. However, I was scared at a couple of them because I'm like, whoa, people are taking these courses, putting up a shingle, and it's like they're opening business for people with not understanding that welfare piece again, right?
No, and I think one thing that we are really proud of is that we've also partnered up with Guelph University for this welfare piece as well because we really do believe that it is absolute paramount to be watching through all of this, and Guelph has really supported this piece too. And
they're
really happy that we've taken on this whole side of things because there isn't other courses that they've found this far.
So it's very, very exciting.
So we're very, very proud of that piece as well. But welfare is huge, guys. Huge.
Huge.
Absolutely huge, massive, gigantic.
As big as one of those guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And well, sure, you guys bigger.
Can just,
hear that beautiful sound? That's right. There is some good releasing happening.
I was just going to say, I don't know if you guys could hear them back there going, but it's making me giggle the whole time every time I'm doing it. So if you're wondering why I'm just randomly smiling.
Oh, we have three horses.
Oh, JR's down.
Three horses down. Oh, and that's
my goodness.
Really exciting.
Can you see them
all?
Yeah, so they're, oh no, they can't see me pointing at this.
No, they can't.
But JR is back there.
If you can find the three that are laying down, lollipop. We give them a lollipop.
Or a virtual hug.
Oh, virtual hugs. I like that too. Yeah.
Comment below that you can see all three. There
yes.
you go. Okay. We'd like to get the comments as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I think we have drilled home how we feel about welfare.
Yes.
So we'll go on to this next piece.
Just to finish up with that welfare piece, I know for us with our team, our global team, the one thing we're always doing is we're always in training.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be an expert in 5 days. No, I don't care where it is. You can't even be an expert in a month.
Nope.
So the training that we're always supplying for our beautiful global facilitators is really, in essence, always coming back to that horse piece. As long as we understand what our programs are, we're always training.
This morning, we took another video that we're going to share out with all of our facilitators. Stay tuned if you're watching, facilitators, of just how sensitive they are. Just to keep, we all have to keep educating. And I love that our facilitators share that back with us when they find out new things too, because it's important, guys. I'm not sure if you knew, figured out that we're really strong in this, that the welfare of the horse is very important.
It's crucial.
Crucial.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So standards, also very important. So we have made a little bit of a mention already about some people that just throw up a sign and there's not much backing to it or anything else like that, or that claim to be therapists or things that when you're not certified to do that, that part is not
kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's the one thing, you know, when you're degreed in, you know, therapy, counseling, psychiatry, well, you can get to the human psyche because you've already got that degree. But for people who are wanting to work in a horse program, I guess you would say, we can't claim we're therapy.
We're not.
If we're not degreed in something else. So we are all about the standards with keeping it and maintaining it. It's really about the people coming in, solving their problems, but facilitating that process to build life skills. So we don't get in a therapy piece with our clients we need, not with us.
Right.
But if you're degreed, your people can tell you anything because you know how to work with them and their psyche. We don't want to get to the psyche.
Yes. And now we understand that being with a horse is therapeutic.
But
there is a difference between therapeutic and therapy. Because being with the horses, yes, we get it. When we stand with our, we just did it this morning. We're like, this
healing.
Is the best way to start a day ever. And it really is. But we are not going to offer any advice for people as far as how to
move forward.
Do those pieces. That has to come from the horse.
Yeah.
So we aren't therapists. They are therapeutic.
Yes. Ooh, I like the way you said that.
Thank you, because it was probably
that is a holy jumping tuna fish moment right there. I like that.
Oh, I love Jenny says, I can't find a virtual hug emoji. Emoticon. Is that what they're actually called?
See, and I call them emojicons. So, but you always laugh at me.
I do, because I don't think that's a word either.
Well, I don't care. I like emojicons.
Anyhow, standards.
Yeah. So, back to standards again. This is where we have raised the bar at the Equine Connection once more. Mm-hmm. So we always have those strong standards in place, because the one thing that we feared the most out of all the certifications, remember, we've been established since January 2009. So we've seen a lot of things happen, is we were scared to death. What happens in the equine assisted industry, whether it be, you know, therapy, whether it be learning, whether it be just equine assisted programs, whatever it is, we all fall under one umbrella. What scared the living heck out of us is one day, from things that we have heard and seen, is some human is going to have some accident with a horse. And
which
then
will not be good for anyone.
Any of us in that industry. So we also, with the designer of these programs, exercises, and the instructor course, we also have the EAL network, which is an actual governing body. Because we thought, for our certified facilitators alone, we can't just certify and, hey, hope you do okay out there.
No.
We actually, they're mandated yearly, free of course, to put in what it is that they require. And these organizations that hire us globally, they love the EAL network governing body, because they too want to know that there are actual standards in place for humans that are certified with us, and they're keeping those hours up, the first aid, the CPR, whatever it is that we have, because then we felt, if at any time someone did have an accident in our industry, at least we, as our certification course, can already prove and show we can
do diligence and everything.
Due diligence.
Yes, yes, exactly. And I love that you mentioned about the free part of it too, because it's not a money grab, and it should not be about a money grab in any way, shape, or form, because it is about keeping standards. And if we said, okay, yes, you can do this, but it's $200 every year to do it. What does the $200 have to do with it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. It's, if you're doing your job and you're keeping up the standards and the welfare of your horses and all of these things that we've put together for good reason, that should be free to continue to be a part of and to continue on with your certification. So that's kind of our standpoint on that piece, as well as that it's not about if you can pay
collecting
extra.
More money.
No, it's about keeping standards for this industry, so we know that we can support our facilitators who are doing that as well.
And globally, when we consistently are doing those safety components and what is required, and the number one thing a horse needs to feel, the number one thing is to feel safe. Oh, they totally, all three of them feel safe. But you know, if we keep that in mind all the time, that means our organizations, all of us as certified facilitators, that safety piece for us humans, you're more confident. You have that professional piece that goes along with everything that you're selling to your organizations or to your clients who are coming in to take your programs. And Tamara has designed it in such a way, of course, that safety is paramount with anything that we do.
And there has to be, right? Yeah. Without safety, you got no business and you've got no horses.
No.
So it's, you need safety.
Yeah.
Safety and welfare and standards. That's where we are so far. Okay. So this last piece.
Any questions with anyone out there?
Yeah.
In regards to, you know, welfare standards. I know we did an amazing welfare series. If you've never had a chance to take a look at that,
you should.
Seriously, we have collaborated with many brilliant brains who work with horses always around the world. Like, and this is free. Like, we really always want to be giving you that knowledge piece. So when you're making a decision on what certification course is for you, you've got all of the information in front of you. So you know, this feels good for me or this doesn't feel good for me.
And in all honesty, when it comes to the welfare of the horse, that's something that we're so passionate about that it's, we want it to be public. It's not like we're going to hold that just for us.
No,
like
there are no secrets.
It's for everyone to help the well-being of all horses
around
everywhere.
The world.
Global.
Yes.
Okay. Last one we're going to talk about is ethics. And to me, this is kind of where the welfare and the standards come together. And they make this beautiful code of ethics that, again, is with our EAL network. But it also should be the integrity that we have as facilitators, as instructors for us, that we're making sure people are actually able to have a business and get started with it and have the support and help that they need. But also that they are constantly keeping in the just general ethics of working with horses and making sure that they do have those things that they need in welfare, but also the ethics of working with people. There is a lot of things that I see and hear of that happen in this world that give me heart palpitations.
Don't look at it
because there are many things that are not ethical that happen out there, whether that be with horses or with people. So if you have an opportunity, you should check out the EALnetwork.com because the ethics are on there and these are for our ethics across Canada, well, the world, because everyone.
Yeah, I like that, because everyone.
Yeah.
No, ethics, you know, and it's such a personal thing, I always feel, for any human, because, you know, you want your kids to have work ethics, you want a human to just have that ethical piece that they want to have that honesty and integrity, like, but you got to get that for yourself, right?
Yeah.
And again, when we're looking after our horses with the ethics, you know, we promise our horses, and we do, whether we think it or whether we verbally say it to them, but we promise them that we are going to look after them. We promise them that we are going to trust you. And we're going to hopefully have that reciprocation back that they also trust us. Because to do any certification out there, I don't care what kind of certification, if you don't 100% trust that horse and what he's capable of doing, how are you going to get the humans to understand what it is that they're saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, when we're not actually seeing, the one thing we do in our course, too, is to help people to understand is quit looking at the people.
Yeah.
Because you see, that's people problems. Yes. You got to always work with your partner, which is the horse. And if you don't understand how that horse is actually telling you to do a step in or what it is he's trying to say to that human, you see, then there is no ethics to it.
No.
If you're just dealing with people and a horse is just standing around.
That's just using a horse as like an icon.
Yeah. Because the horse is just there, but you're really not actually noticing what it is that he is actually saying. And sometimes I have also seen, well, actually many times, how some of us are getting it wrong in what the horse is saying. So then if we're getting it wrong,
people with that,
then we influence. And that's not ethical to influence another human being with a thought that didn't even exist before.
Yes, because what if it brings up something negative. We don't know what people's triggers are. No. We don't have that background in it either. And it's not fair to us to attach that to the horse as well. So it's not up to us to solve the people's problems. It's up to us to help people solve their own problems through working with the horses as the teachers. Is what our piece is. And that's, I think, a big part of the ethics part as well, is that if we start going into those people problems and giving advice and putting these things onto people that didn't need to be there, that's not ethical.
No, it's not.
We are not degreed to do that.
We're not. But for those of
you clear, we are not therapists.
Who are, I always think this is a great certification to add to what you already are degreed in, because it gives you a different avenue to work with your clients in a way that they're actually starting to understand how to solve their problem, because the horse is pretty persistent and very clear on what they want the human to do. And then it brings up those memories and those feelings of who it is or what it is that they're trying to accomplish. So it's actually very, very exciting.
And it even puts what they've learned or what maybe you talked about in therapy before into action, right? That's Which is a really cool thing. I know with Can Praxis, that's a big part of what they do as well, is they learn how to deal with these feelings or what they have going on with PTSD. And then they go out and work with the horses, and that's how they have it into action to be able to, okay, I feel this coming on. How am I going to adjust things differently? Because the horse is going to react first. Like it's phenomenal what can be done with therapy too. Don't get us wrong. We're not knocking.
Oh, no. We love therapy, anyway, but we're not degree.
So we're very clear on that, because that's ethical.
That's right.
That's right.
We know equine assisted learning exercises. We know exactly how Tamara married the two pieces in research so that we actually understand how to step in, facilitate the process, but because the horse is working with us to tell us when to step in. Yes. That's why it's such a brilliant, brilliant program. And it also has research backing it. And I think that's exciting. Like the actual course has a 5-year research piece. And for me, even getting into this industry, it was huge. I needed research because I thought, how am I going to go sell it to anybody if there isn't a research piece? I don't know, but I know you get to be with a horse.
It's pretty awesome.
That's not enough. Yes.
I love it. So I guess is what it is at the
to
end
live
of the day.
A life working with horses is phenomenal. And to make a living, I don't know. We still wake up every day and we're like, what?
Yeah.
This is really our life. Like we do this. This is our life. Our
literally
everything.
We came in this morning, we cleaned some hooves, we pet some horses. They're laying down now and it's all lovely. And then we did this.
Yeah.
This has been our day so far. And had some coffee.
Yeah. Coffee is really lovely.
Life is good, people.
Yes.
Life is good. So again, what are the questions you should be asking if you're going to be doing these different certifications or looking into them? You should be really figuring out, is the welfare of the horse brought into these courses? Is it brought in at all? Are there standards? Are there ethics? And what are they? Because it really is one of those things that it has to match your ethics and your standards as well. So we are happy when people want to learn about different ways to work with horses and people and the different ways. There's other great things out there that do like the hippotherapy, things like that. You just have to find which one is right for you.
Yes.
But make sure that they have those pieces within them and that they are following some sort of ethical standards and raising the bar on it repeatedly.
Absolutely.
That's one of our things, is that we are always pushing to raise the bar on the welfare, the standards, and the ethics of this industry and of our own business.
Well, we should do a body language talk one day, because that's huge too. Sometimes we miss those pieces.
Yeah.
How subtle sometimes that horse is saying such a loudness.
But they are loud.
Yeah, exactly.
But we miss it because we're looking at people.
You bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So again, my name is Carolyn Charles with the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, the Director of Sales and Marketing, as well as an instructor and facilitator.
And my name is Carrie Fulmack, the founder and, of course, master instructor of the Equine Connection, the Academy of Equine Assisted Learning, hoping that each and every one of you goes after your passion and your dream to be able to marry a horse and a human together to see a purposeful change. Because I tell you, for our life being so short, you just got to do it. You got to take that wee little risk to make things happen for your one and only life too, because you deserve it, because you too are a gift.
Thanks so much for tuning in today with us gals from Equine Connection on today's episode of Changing Lives with a Horse, of course. Next week, we're going to have tons more information, and please join us then for more chatting on how these phenomenal creatures are really the best teachers around. We'll talk to y'all then.